As a student, it's typical to find yourself asking just how important what you're learning in class is to real life. In fact, within these first few weeks of college, I've learned that knowing how to get around without a car or even just how to do laundry can be much more valuable than knowing how many wives Henry VIII had or how to do derivatives in calculus. Yes, it is very easy to dismiss a lot of what we're learning as not being applicable to our everyday lives. However, this is not the case when it comes to Karl Marx. Although he may sound like just another dead guy from a dusty old history textbook, his ideas remain extremely relevant to society today. Have you ever felt alienated from your work? Have you ever wished you had more leisure time to pursue things you're good at or really interest you? Does it ever make you angry to hear about the Amazon or Walmart workers who live paycheck to paycheck while their CEOs have more money than they probably know what to do with? If so, you probably align with Karl Marx in some of your thinking. As capitalism began to spread, Marx immediately began noticing these consequences. He witnessed the injustice of child and factory labor. He saw human beings becoming estranged from their work and less interested in developing their own talents. He saw men becoming more concerned with their own well-being than the well-being of humanity as a whole. Although Marx offered sound solutions to these problems, many of the flaws of capitalism pointed out over a century ago remain to this day. According to Oxfam, the richest 1% of the world is on track to own 50% of the world's wealth by 2016. Despite the illusion of capitalist ideologies like the American Dream, the odds that a person who is born poor will be able to move their way up in the ranks are extremely low. Worker exploitation, materialism, and putting one's own interests before the interests of humanity are still at the heart of capitalism today and continue to plague our world. So, maybe it's time to pull out that dusty history textbook and reconsider Marx's ideas in the context of today. It's time to get rid of our preconceived notions about Marxism and give ourselves a chance to reevaluate his ideas for what they really are. The solutions for a better future may just be waiting for us in the past.